Observers say Maine's economy is likely to continue on a track of slow growth in 2018. But Maine State Economist Amanda Rector and Yellow Light Breen of the Maine Development Foundation say economic growth could be limited by chronic shortages of skilled labor and an aging workforce. They told Maine Public Radio's Jennifer Rooks that it's a problem that affects key indicators. Rector says those include personal income growth.
And in terms of personal income growth, seeing some continued growth through the next few years here, of course, as the population sort of limits our employment growth, we'll see a little bit of a limiting factor on the total personal income side because that's driven a lot by your total employment growth. But wages and salaries will probably be nudged up a little bit, partly because we've got the minimum wage increases that are coming through, but partly also because the availability of workers is limited, and so it's going to be a little bit more expensive to hire people.
Yellow, I know you look at a lot of indicators, a whole slate of them, but why don't you tell me about a few of the indicators you look at Maine Development Foundation and what you're finding right now?
Sure. Every year we look at almost 30 different indicators, everything from the environment to the health of Maine communities to some of the really core economic statistics like the ones Amanda was talking about. And we try to break it down and identify each year a handful of what we call red flags and a handful of gold stars. Three of our five red flags were really in the education and workforce area. One, just about the sheer quantity of workers that we don't have in the state. And then two other indicators that we called out of, you know, how we're progressing along the education pipeline in terms of getting those skills that we want in the workforce, both for K-12 students, but also college degrees in the general working population. Those were both red flags. Another big red flag, which has been recurring, was in research and development. R&D, we trail the nation by about a factor of 3 to 1 relative to our population. And that is huge. So, you know, I always boil it down to there's so many things going on, international events, national policy. But two of the things that we can affect on the state level is the skills and preparation of our workforce and the climate for investment in innovation and research and development.
Well, let's talk about workforce because, you know, I understand many, many sectors of Maine's economy are worried about the future, if not in crisis now, about the future. A number of nurses in Maine, teachers, police officers, most departments can't fill their ranks. And we're talking about more and more baby boomers retiring. It seems kind of scary.
It is. And I think when I boil it all down, there's one stat that captures it all, which is right now we have about 3 working age people for every retirement age person in Maine. It's going to fall to about 2 working age people for each retirement age person.
I was encouraged by the latest Census Bureau population estimates that showed that Maine's population from 2016 to 2017 grew 0.4%. That sounds like not a whole heck of a lot, but that's actually the best growth we've seen in a decade. And that was all from people moving into the state. We actually had more deaths than births that year. We have for a few years now. So any population growth that we've been seeing lately has come from international and domestic migration, people moving into Maine. Obviously, that's the long-term solution. If we're going to keep seeing employment growth, we've got to see more population growth.
Increasingly, industry is not waiting around for government policy to catch up. They're just so desperate for workers. So there's a collective effort called liveandworkinmaine.com, for instance, that, you know, we talk about advertising to get tourists to Maine. We talk about sending international trade delegations to get foreign investment to Maine. Well, what about getting the talent to Maine? So there's a, you know, a group of private sector leaders that put together an effort that is doing a lot to try to create a common portal that we can advertise for talent outside of the state as well. And it's true in every trade group. It feels like people are just out of urgency and desperation taking those training and recruiting needs into their own hands.
How does the federal tax plan that was just passed by Congress and signed by the president, how will that affect Maine? Do we know?
We'll have to wait and see on how everything shakes out. But it sounds, at least from the initial cut, that 2018 should see some good economic growth from this.